This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Tuesday, June 24th. Brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Ours hopeful on saving SNAP cut. CBO links Medicaid savings to SNAP. And new BEAD rules challenging. Senate Ours look to save SNAP cut. Senate Republicans hope to find out today whether they can salvage a key cost-cutting provision in their budget reconciliation bill. Senate Ag Committee Chairman John Bozeman of Arkansas trying to persuade the Senate parliamentarian to accept some tweaks to a state cost-share requirement for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. The parliamentarian ruled that the provision, as it was originally worded, would violate the Senate's Byrd rule. Bozeman said last night the impact of the tweaks on the bill should be negligible. He still expects about $41 billion in savings from the provision. The parliamentarian didn't feel like the states had enough time to respond and prepare for the consequences of the cost share requirement, Bozeman said. Bozeman said the issue needs to be addressed, quote, as soon as possible to keep the bill on track in the Senate. CBO links Medicaid savings to SNAP. The Congressional Budget Office says states might use savings from the Medicaid program to cover the increased cost of a more expansive state cost share requirement in the House passed reconciliation bill. CBO said yesterday in releasing a dynamic analysis of the House budget bill SNAP provisions, including the state cost share that accounts for their economic impact. According to that analysis, the House SNAP provisions would reduce spending by $343 billion over 10 years, well above the $287 billion in savings estimated under a conventional analysis. Revamped BEAD rules challenge some broadband providers. New broadband equity access and development program requirements are now presenting state and local broadband officials with new challenges, including geographic barriers that hinder wireless and satellite connections. While the Trump administration is seeking to bolster the presence of non-fiber options like low Earth orbit satellite and fixed wireless in rural areas through a new set of program guidelines, it can be a struggle to make these technologies work in certain landscapes, said Jeff Chamberlain, the manager of broadband and enterprise projects for Frederick County, Maryland. For us, it's going to be a challenge to identify addresses that can fall under these alternative connection points, Chamberlain said at a roundtable hosted by the New Democrat Coalition yesterday. Take note, the new rules also call for use of the lowest cost technologies, but Maryland State Broadband Director Ronnie Hammond said there's a lot of confusion around what that means. How are we looking at low cost in the short term or the long term? Hammond asked, noting that in some cases cheaper short-term investments may require more money down the road to sustain. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Located in Washington, D.C., Watkinson Miller has been providing legal services to the agriculture industry for more than 30 years. The attorneys at Watkinson Miller possess a unique combination of knowledge, skills, and experience working with commodity boards and their partner organizations and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Watkinson Miller is proud to serve the agriculture community by delivering top-quality legal services that achieve cost-effective results.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Dems push for more information on administration's handling of foodborne outbreaks. House Oversight Democrats re-upped a request for more details on the Trump administration's handling of food inspection and foodborne illness outbreaks. The members previously wrote to Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. in April with concerns that firings at the Food and Drug Administration would hurt food safety efforts. The initial letter also followed reports that the agency had not published findings tying an E. coli outbreak to romaine lettuce made by a specific producer, despite internal communications showing the agency knew the source of the outbreak. Lawmakers said they have received no response from HHS to date. In yesterday's letter, lawmakers also raised concern about reports that staffing cuts at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have created a backlog of public announcements related to foodborne illness outbreaks. They ask for a response to their inquiries by July 7. Meanwhile, Kennedy is set to appear before the House Energy and Commerce Committee today to testify on his department's 2026 budget request. This will be his first Hill appearance since the release of the Maha Commission report, which was criticized for the science underpinning some findings. Labor suspends farm worker rule that had been enjoined by courts. Farm groups cheered the Labor Department's suspension of a rule issued last year to protect farm workers. Employers said the rule was overly prescriptive. The rule's implementation had already been suspended by the department because of federal injunctions. From the outset, it was clear that the pejorative nature and tenor of the rule was intended to feed and foster false and inappropriate narratives about America's agriculture community. National Council of Agricultural Employees President and CEO Michael Marsh said. Dallas Fed, drought effects still lingering. Ag producers in Texas, northern Louisiana, and New Mexico say recent rains have helped some, but that the conditions are still challenging. Recent rains provided a much-needed reprieve to the ag sector, according to a summary of the latest survey from the Federal Reserve Bank's 11th District. Since last year, the lack of rain has led to poor growing conditions. The rains helped revive struggling wheat crops, one survey participant said, but yields still are below average. With both production and market prices lower, wheat farmers face a tough year financially with little to no profit expected. Expect for operating loans and feeder cattle loans, loan volume was down for all remaining categories compared with a year ago, the Fed District said in a summary of the survey. New bill would redistribute tariff revenues to farmers. Representative Julia Letlow has introduced legislation to funnel revenues from duties on U.S. ag imports to a fund to support farmers facing costs from the new tariffs. As President Trump works to fix unfair trade practices, I'm moving to make sure our farmers receive the support they need, Letlow said in a statement of the bill. The statement adds that farmers could use the funds to replace export losses and offset higher input costs. The bill does not have any co-sponsors, but a spokesperson for the Congresswoman told AgriPulse that Letlow had worked with the House Agriculture Committee on the legislation. Here's today's final word. America's farmers and ranchers are excited and relieved that this administration put this rule out to pasture. That National Council of Agricultural Employers President and CEO Michael Marsh on the Farm Worker Protection Regulations. Well, that's Daybreak for this Tuesday, June 24th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Daly.